Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back on 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us this evening. So we just heard from State Representative Phil Kavanaugh on the set of bills that will put some new strict guidelines on medical marijuana and, of course, the medical marijuana law. Advocates have been quick to react, holding a rally at the Capitol yesterday, and to get the viewpoints of somebody who's key in the medical marijuana community. I'm joined by Michael Camorn. He's the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association and also a criminal defense attorney. Attorney. Michael, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
On the bright side, I guess these new laws could lead to you getting more criminal cases to deal with.
Well, you know, as an advocate, I'd prefer to not have these kind of cases. It's been difficult representing, you know, sick people, older couples that never had the concept of being dragged into the criminal justice system. So my preference, despite that, would be to not have these people brought into the war on drugs, but to be left on the sidelines as the law was intended.
Well, it is no secret that lawmakers, and look, the entire public knows that many of those who are now using medical marijuana may not really have a clear medical problem. Would you agree with that?
I'm not a doctor, and I think as the law says, if an MD or DO does a medical assessment and determines that you will get therapeutic or palliative relief from cannabis and they sign your certification, that's what the law says. The issue that you raise should be addressed with the physician, not the patients. The patients don't know any different. They're going to a doctor who's licensed in Michigan and getting a recommendation. Why are they blamed? They want to address the issue. They should deal with the doctors.
Do you think, though, it's too much for lawmakers to say, we want you to have an in-person meeting with a doctor so he can verify your medical condition before you get to smoke medical marijuana?
I don't have a problem with in-person, but some people can't get there. Obviously, because of travel issues or because of sickness, and the trend has been nationally and internationally to go to a Skyping or, you know, internet ability to interact with people for medical, you know, treatment. So but overall, I think that that's been one of the problems. There is an appearance of abuse. But the bill that addresses it, I think, is unnecessary because LARA, the agency that is managing the program, recently published its own guidelines and recommendations and mailed it to all the doctors across the state suggesting how a certification should be done. That's the agency that, you know, licenses the physicians, and they're much better equipped to be able to handle that profession, and they do that anyways. I'd rather have that be embraced than the legislature acting as doctors and determining how that relationship is supposed to be.
Now, Representative Phil Kavanaugh says that he is, in general, supportive of the legal use of medical marijuana, and these new laws will help clarify things to avoid incidents like police, you know, kicking your door down because they weren't quite sure if you had the right to grow medical marijuana. Do you think he's being disingenuous, or does he have a point that having some structure and clarity for law enforcement might be a good thing?
First of all, let me say that I've worked with Representative Kavanaugh. I like him. I think he really does have good intentions. The problem is that he's in a committee with majority Republicans that are being driven by the Attorney General, who is obsessed with destroying the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. In regards to the kicking down the door, during the legislative hearings, the Michigan State Police gave examples of other methods by which they could go about making determinations if people are patients or caregivers, and they describe the situation where they go up to someone's door and knock. My problem is that if you give unfettered access of a law enforcement agent to the registry, there's just too much opportunity for abuse. The remedies that are suggested are unrealistic. Have you ever seen someone go into a police officer's department and try to complain about bad police officer behavior? Sometimes those people end up getting arrested. So the abuse level is, the opportunity for abuse is too great, I would say. We had recommended a much more rational approach, which is, in order to get into the registry, have the officers get an affidavit and a search warrant. We're accustomed to this procedure anyways. That's how the government gains access into someone's house, pursuant to the Fourth Amendment protections.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm talking to Michael Camorn. He's the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association and a criminal defense attorney. But I need to go back, Michael, because from what I know, it's hard to deny that there are a lot of people in Michigan right now that have medical marijuana cards that, are young people, have no known health problems. And I'm wondering, are you saying that you do not think that is the case?
I'm saying that there's abuse in every situation. You're always going to have a few bad apples. Unfortunately, it's those few that has been the impetus to try to destroy the act. You know, today there was an opinion that came out dealing with a patient who was driving, not impaired, but had cannabis active THC in their system. The case was dismissed at the trial court level, and the Court of Appeals reversed in favor of prosecutors and police officers. This would be the 16th decision in favor of prosecutors and police officers in the Court of Appeals. 16 for prosecutors and police, 0 for patients and caregivers. I would also indicate that 8 of those cases were ruled in favor of patients and caregivers, but then reversed. So mm-hmm. when you look at it in that light, it's an uneven playing field.
I need to ask you, though, as a criminal defense attorney, how often do you actually have cases that involve people being prosecuted specifically for the possession of marijuana or being under the influence of marijuana?
Well, possession is one type of case. Under the influence is very, very rare. Oftentimes during the driving arrests, it is the patient who admits that they'd ingested cannabis 6-7 hours earlier that leads the police officer to take them in and get a blood test. I've never seen someone who is a patient acting impaired via in-car video or even allegations in a police report. It's usually just a statement, I'm a patient, or seeing a card in someone's wallet that gets them into the police department. So what we're talking about is criminalizing not behavior, but just because they have a certain medication in their bloodstream. This is insane. But it goes to the main point, which is that the act itself, when you open it up and try to amend it by 75% vote, it waters it down. You know, we heard the representative talking about the right to a jury trial. That's in the act already. You're supposed to have a right to a jury trial. It's not being recognized by the Court of Appeals.
So tell me this, though. What happens, because as you know, there is a proposal now, or an effort to put a ballot proposal in November to legalize marijuana here in Michigan. What happens on the legal side if that happens? How do you expect state officials and local officials to react to that?
Yes, well, the medical cannabis community is supporting the full-out legalization because of everything we just described. When you have 63% people pass a law when they don't like the way the law is, and the biggest opponent, when they're on the Court of Appeals and when they ran as Attorney General, their platform was against it, and they know that they are in the minority, yet they still fight against it. Mm-hmm. What else is left to do than to go for full out legalization?
Well, but what are we going to see? Because we've seen the medical marijuana law now get adjusted. Let's say so. What would likely happen if that in fact was approved by voters?
Could be absolute chaos, but at the same time, there may be a different legislature in place that may help implement as we would have liked the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act to be implemented. And maybe some of the actions by the legislature will be to address the real law, which is, as the Court of Appeals has described, the public health code. And that seems to be the controlling law, giving very little weight to the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. And that's why, you know, any amendments to it are just going to water it down even more. I think that, you know, come November, you're going to see a lot of change. I think that the 63% of the community has a tremendous influence and will have an impact on the elections in November. I think that these bills, as they're going before the Democrats of the House, that the unified community, and we are unified, and he got a letter from organizations, 200 large with mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of people behind it that are watching the Democrats on these issues.
I need to ask you, as the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association, you must be anticipating, and as a lawyer, you must have a sense of what is going to occur on the legal end. I mean, are we going to basically see marijuana simply be legal, or can there be actions taken right away by state officials to stop that from really being the case?
Well, the state officials, if they were going to act, I think they need to amend the public health code to give strength to medical cannabis use. That's really what we suggested all along. I also suggested that they implement a patient bill of rights, which would recognize and acknowledge basic, simple, human rights and constitutional rights that medical cannabis patients should have just like anyone else. They shouldn't be deprived of any of those rights. That's what the legislature should do. The issue for the legalization is getting it on the ballot. I think the signatures have been slow, although with the warm weather and a lot of the activity amongst the legislature, people are getting even more motivated. They want to act. They want to, you know, do something to help the medical cannabis community. And the answer in that regard was to legalize it so that we weren't in court talking to prosecutors about, you know, a husband and wife growing in the same room or not having their door locked or something silly like that.
So what you're saying, actually, at this point, it's not a sure bet in your mind that it will end up on the ballot.
Yeah, I believe if it gets on the ballot, it will pass. I think that the challenge is just getting the signatures at this point. And that's the only, you know, hurdle, I think, as we stand here today.
Uh-huh. And what happens then? Full legalization, everyone smoking marijuana everywhere?
No, I think that you're going to find, just like in alcohol, some are going to take it, some are going to leave it, and there will ultimately be some kind of regulatory scheme by the government that's implemented. But what you're also going to see is a reduction in crime. You're going to see law enforcement agents having much more time on their hand to handle violent crimes and things that really matter. You're going to see a reduction in costs to run the court system. Judges might have to find other jobs. Those positions may be moved out because the caseload that tie up the court system and the amount of money that goes into processing those will be eliminated.
Although with regulations, you mean regulations for age, regulations for where marijuana is smoked and so on. And you would support that?
Yes. I mean, the ballot language the language on the ballot is for individuals 21 years or older. Allows for medical use, religious use, industrial, hemp, all of those bases that the plant can be used for. And in light of what's been happening, unlike in California in the last time legalization was on the ballot, you're finding the medical cannabis community getting behind the legalization movement just because the act has been so manipulated and has turned into police officers have turned into specialists in finding loopholes of the act and ways to arrest people.
Sure.
And that's what we believe that these bills are going to do. They're just creating more laws, giving more ways for police officers to find patients and caregivers in violation.
Well, we'll see what happens next. I'm guessing the Attorney General is closely watching all these efforts and will respond fairly quickly when and if legalization does happen here in Michigan. Michael Camorn, he is the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association and a criminal defense attorney. Michael, thanks for joining us this evening.
Enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Mark.
When we come back, we're going to talk about heart attacks, because while hundreds of thousands of Americans die from them every year, Americans usually are aware they have symptoms, but they don't go to the hospital. Why? You're going to find out next here on 1320 WILS.